Vedic laws talk about divorce, because I'm talking about two things. First, if you are doing a marriage in a cultural aspect, then in India you have to register that marriage. I am not, I'm against that registered marriage, okay? That's fine.
Yeah, correct.
So Vedic laws, yeah. Laws talk
actually,
about
Vedic law doesn't talk about divorce. There is no word divorce in the Sanskrit language.
Right,
Talaki is a Urdu word and Ghataspot is a Hindi word. Then what would happen in case the... I will tell you how the marriage was done. In the Vedic time, say when a girl is 9 or 10 years old, for example, they find a boy who is 13 or 14 years old. They find a boy. Then both the families know each other. Culturally, financially, in all respects, they are able to match well. They will bring them together and marriage will be conducted. But they will not be allowed to stay together. After the marriage, the girl lives with parents and the boy lives with his parents. But the beauty is what? The girl knows that I have got a Mangalsutra, I have got a boy. I have got a husband in my life. So she will never ever think of any other man. And yearly, once or twice, the husband will be brought and she will cook for him in order to keep her connection with him. When the girl attains puberty and the boy by that time has got a job, he is making money well, and he also becomes responsible. He thinks that now that I am married, now I have to make money, I have to maintain my wife and children and everything. Say the boy becomes 18 or 20 and the girl becomes 14, 15, 16, you know, then they are allowed to stay together. Within 2-3 years they beget 2-3 children. Therefore you will find in Vedic time when a girl is 40 or 45, she has a grown up son. You will find that. And in this way, once the girl and boy beget children by the age of 20, 21, you know, the hormones which secrete in teenage, which agitate, they all are pacified. Because they are properly married, they have children, everything. But now what happens, boys and girls don't marry till 28, 30 sometimes. So before marriage, everything happens. And because of that, the result of that is what? Like one girl is living with another boy, then they quarrel. Then she marries another man and he marries another lady. Then they both phone each other. Tumhara parivar kaisa hai? She says, I'm not happy in my family life. Husband is very exploitative. And she's asking, how are you doing? He says, my wife also, my parents arranged for me. I'm not happy. Then these two people try to meet again. Illicit connection. And when the spouses come to know, then they have a big quarrel. All this is happening nowadays. Huh? Because things are not happening properly.